Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete Sweeney, Pete Sweeney, Pete Sweeney, Pete Sweeney, Pete Sweeney, Pete Sweeney, Pete Sweeney.
Well, it's time to talk to Pete Sweeney, our Chiefs insider. He was out at Arrowhead late last night with the Chiefs selecting Xavier Worthy. I'm assuming you're thrilled, though, that they might only have one pick tonight. Isn't that my understanding, that you're excited the fact that they just have one second-round pick now?
I got 3 hours of sleep, and I got to work 10 hours tonight, and you guys have an hour workload today.
We're doing
a live video for 1 hour after, Pete. Mm-hmm.
2 hours
We're doing 2 hours of work.
Okay. I didn't realize that. It's always good for media members. I tend to think, and maybe we're getting into the meat of it right now, I tend to think they make this second pick, and Veach has kind of said that 20 to 50 is a hot spot. I would be surprised if they don't get back in. So I think it'll be two picks today, and it's okay because that'll be like less for the weekend as a whole for us reporters. But I do think they get back in and select in the third round today.
We can get into those particular picks and who you think they could target in a second. But Xavier Worthy, I mean, he was right around the combine one of the more popular names mentioned. And then I think a lot of people saw his 40 time, the fastest ever, like, oh, he's going to go way too early. They don't have a chance. He ends up falling a little bit, and then he's there at 28, and the Chiefs are able to trade up just before two other wide receivers end up going out before the end of the first round. What did you make of that selection and the ability to trade up for Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, I talked to someone with Kansas City, I think it was a couple weeks ago, and they were high on Xavier Worthy. But then when the combine happened and that grade came through, that really, I think, began to worry the Chiefs that, you know, they wouldn't be even close to the range to go up and get him, because this is a type of player, and I think we've seen it's been a little polarizing, a little thin for wide receiver in the NFL, probably has some weight to gain. I think there have been some worrisome, you could say, thoughts that this could be like Mecole Hardman part two. Not to say that he wasn't a contributor in some capacity, but you obviously wouldn't want to use a first rounder on a trajectory like that. But I know for a fact that this guy was on the Chiefs' radar for a while. And I think, kind of like McDuffie, not as much of a slam dunk as a few years back, I think they were pleasantly surprised that they were in a position to go and get him. I think the past 2 years, the theme has been winning despite not having that speed aspect that they really had with Tyreek Hill. And now suddenly, after that two-year hiatus of what we used to call the Legion of Zoom, they have two sub 4.3 40-yard dash guys on this team. And so I think they really feel like this could be a piece that unlocks the offense. And, you know, you do have that Rashee Rice factor where, you know, I'm thinking he gets between 2 and 6 games, probably around that 4 mark. And so helps to ease some of those concerns.
What do you think they do in round 2 and round 3 tonight, Pete, if you think they're moving back up? defensive line? Do they get the tackle late in the second round? Where do you think they go position-wise?
Yeah, I think the next two picks are tackle and cornerback. I remember just chatting with Brett Veach on that pre-draft presser. He's usually pretty forthcoming. And he felt like the better offensive lineman that would be worth taking in the first round would be on the high end of the first round. But there were some tier two guys that could be in that mix, again, in that 20 to 50 range, both at the offensive line and the cornerback position. I've talked to you guys how I think cornerback is a hidden glaring need in a way, just because I don't know who really that second cornerback is right now. You can't really write it in ink. And so the Chiefs historically have thrown names at certain positions. I think cornerback is one of them. But, you know, you look at the second round in offensive line, the Chiefs have been really good at getting these cornerbacks in what would you call the mid rounds, but they've been good at getting offensive linemen in anything but the first round. Your boy, Cody Creed, I know you know him well. He was a second rounder, and yeah. I think they feel like they can get some upside as far as the tackle goes. I do wonder what happens after that. Let's say you have draft pick X that comes in the second round. Yeah, Wanya Morris was third rounder last year. I do think you're going to want to bring in some type of veteran for a WWE-style triple threat position battle at training camp. But again, I think you need to fill those two positions next if you can. And again, because I think Brett Veach is so high on this, what is going to be now the 33 to 50 range or a little bit after that, I do think they make two picks today one way or another. I came into this draft thinking the Chiefs would leave with six players, where I'm maybe starting to think that it's five this year and five that they really like.
Do you think by the time the weekend's over, not necessarily today though, do they draft, you know, an interior offensive lineman, a potential Trey Smith long-term replacement, and even another wide receiver, and say, screw it, we only have a couple under contract next year anyway, after this upcoming season, go wide receiver and draft a second?
Yeah, I think if I'm going to stick with my thought that there's going to be five players at the end of this thing, then I think it's three offensive players and two defensive players. And I think those defensive positions are cornerback and defensive line. I mentioned they got this wide receiver. They have an offensive lineman. I wonder if it's another pass catcher. I could see it going in a number of different directions. I wonder if it's a tight end that you feel like has some of those rare traits that you can develop as Travis Kelce continues to get a little bit older, and you're wondering who could be potentially that next guy for Kansas City, and very well could be in the interior of the offensive line. One of the things I wanted to see in this draft was the Chiefs take more offensive players than defense. We've seen them focus on defense for a number of years, and so we'll see what they end up with at the end of the weekend. Brett Veach was able last night, despite getting rid of that third rounder, to keep the same number of picks, and they've been awfully good at identifying, okay, here's some value, there's some value. You know, we can find a way to get more picks. We can find a way to get less picks if we really like a certain player, that type of thing. And so a number of different things they could do, but I tend to think we see more offensive players than defensive players by the end.
Last question I have from you, Pete. What grade would you give the Broncos for Bo Nix at 12?
A better grade than Aaron Ladd's Falcons. that's for sure.
Look, yeah, that was weird.
You know what? The night after the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes around 10, I think a lot of people, maybe not as many as laughing at Bo Nix, were laughing. Why didn't they take Deshaun Watson? So you never know with these type of things. Sean Payton's already put out there that he thinks as highly of Bo Nix as he does Mahomes. We'll see.
That's a stupid thing to say, by the way.
I'll give them a B-. I like that they stuck to their guns and they're willing to look stupid for it. We'll see if it pans out for them.
Pete Sweeney thinks Bo Nix is the real deal. That's what I heard. Pete Sweeney,
aren't you? I didn't say that. I don't like these like wishy-washy type of like moves. They're going all in.
I feel like though, Pete, they like Bo Nix to me is clearly not a first round talent, but there was always going to be six quarterbacks taken because the Broncos are like, well, we have to take one, right? So and they'll be back in the same spot next year drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, very well could be. I mean, it's funny how history works. The Chiefs were very excited about Paxton Lynch. Thank God the Broncos took him.
Oh, goodness.
The rest would have been history. Who knows if you get Chris Jones and then Patrick Mahomes. And so, you know, we're always quick to judge the night of. We'll see what happens. With Lamar Jackson went 32, right? Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? The chances of Caleb Williams being the best quarterback in historically, you know, he'd probably take the field. So which one of these guys could it be? I mean, I don't know. quarterback's a tough position to land. I think it's a lot more mental than people give it credit for than just watching the film. So we'll see what they do. I'll tell you what, it has to work for Sean Payton, or this trade is going to look very, very silly. Another silly trade for the Denver Broncos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.